a decent start to the season. Changed a few things over the winter and technically, which seemed to have worked out quite well. So hopefully the weather stays good and wickets will stay pretty firm, which seems to suit my game a little bit better than the wet wickets we normally get early season. So yeah, with that, it's gone pretty well at the start, to be honest.
What changes have you made?
Just a couple of little things, really. I used to have quite a big trigger movement and trying to stand a little bit more still this season. Felt I was falling over and getting myself LBW too often. So just try and stand still, which seems to have helped a little bit. But, well, only time will tell whether it will do any good in the long term.
When you're standing out there batting, obviously you made 126 not out. So it was a long innings. You made 126 runs. Is there a point in the innings where, you know, mentally you're thinking about reaching 50 and then 100, or do you just kind of just carry on and try and stay calm all the way through?
Try and stay calm, but be honest, being completely honest, when you're closing in on 100, you're bound to think about it. It's just another figure, really, at the end of the day. But everybody, you look at stats at the end of the season and you say, how many hundreds did you get? And the more you get, the better that looks. So from that point of view, I had only scored one last season. I've got two already this season. So if I can keep chalking them up, things will look, you know, stats-wise, will look a lot better for me.
Well, looking pretty rosy at the moment. Seven innings, 443 runs. It's an electric start from you.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I mean, most of the boys are hitting it quite well. Our batting lineup's looking really, really strong this season. Probably the best I've ever seen us play as a top four or five. Gareth May's looking in stunning nick as well. Gary, obviously, with 93 on Saturday, he's hit it nicely. And Neil Curnow, always gets us off to a decent start and a quick start. So things look a little bit ominous in that form for us.
Callington this weekend, interesting sign. They're either on the money or they're not. They're one of these sides really that kind of flutter in and out, aren't they?
Yeah, they've got some very, very good players. Obviously, Jake Libby is a good young player, good prospect. We'll probably have a decent future with Cornwall, play a lot of games, minor county stuff, and with Matt Robbins as well. They're at the top of the order. They're probably as good as anyone.
It's the weather, though, isn't it? Lots of people I've spoken to. I spoke to Ben Smith a few moments ago from Warrington. And the weather is a bit of a burden at the moment. You had a good start to the season with the 50-50 Cup, but we had a bit of a washout this weekend. It's not looking great for the coming weekend. But it's an opportunity for teams who do play, vital that they pick up points.
It is, massively. We've obviously lost two games now to the weather. Unfortunately, the first game against Grampound Road, we were looking in a very, very good position, and then obviously with the thunder and lightning came in, that cost us probably a victory. Then against